As that familiar music reminds us, it is time once again to enter the land of book picks, where we go and knock on the door of an independent bookseller for the week and have them tell us about the great books and the great authors that are out there and the work that they have done. We go to Laura Knapp of the Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont, who joins us via telephone this morning to tell us more about all the cool stuff that she has found lurking on the store shelves. Laura, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Very nice to have you with us. Thank you for taking the time out on this busy Halloween. So give us a sense of where you would like to start.
Sure. I just started working here about 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
And I work in the children's department.
All right.
Thank you. And so I haven't been reading a ton of children's books until I started working here, and I'm kind of falling in love with the genre all over again.
That's great.
So I'm going to start with an adult book, though, that is kind of Halloween-themed, and it's kind of dark, but I really enjoyed reading it. It's called From Here to Eternity, Traveling the World to Find the Good Death, and it's by Caitlin Doughty. And it's like a fascinating study on the varying death practices that exist throughout multiple countries in the world. And it's all like modern day. And it's just a great read to realize like how the funeral industry is kind of ruling how humans perceive death. And we don't really get a chance to feel like true emotions about death and like saying goodbye to our loved ones just because we're always told to rush the whole process and like get it over with.
Right.
And it's just a really interesting way to learn more about like how different societies view funerals and the practices of their family members passing away. So I thought that was kind of a good Halloween creepy theme, and it's a really interesting book.
From Here to Eternity, Traveling the World to Find the Good Death by Caitlin Doughty. All right. Where else?
And that book also came out only a month ago. And my favorite book that has come out in 2017 was You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, which is a memoir by Sherman Alexie. And it's like a beautiful memoir about the personal frustrations he had growing up as a Native American on the Spokane Reservation. And he... his father wasn't always present, and he had a very intensely emotional mother that he never truly understood. And so the whole memoir, it's like about 500 pages, but it's random short stories from his past, and then there's a mixture with a bunch of poetry. And even if you've never read any of his work in the past, you just like fall in love with him and his family, and you can relate to everything that he went through growing up and how difficult it was being like an outsider in your own country as a Native American. So I loved that book.
It is a memoir by Sherman Alexie. It is entitled You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. All right, where to next?
So now I'm going to go into a couple children's books that I've read in the past like 2 months since I've started working at the Northshire Bookstore. And the one I most recently finished was The ACB with Honora Lee by Kate DeGoldie. And it's a book about this, I think she's about 11 years old, and this is a middle reader level book. And it's this girl, Perry, who she needs something to pass the time, and she's never really known her grandparents. And she kind of questions her parents, and she's like, why have I never gotten to hang out with my grandmother before? And they say, oh, because she has dementia. It's never blatantly said that she has dementia, but she has a very difficult time remembering who anyone is, and she lives in a nursing home. And so it's about this 11-year-old girl, like, finally connecting with her grandma after 11 years of not really knowing her, and they're trying to make, like, this alphabet book based on the letters her grandmother comes up with, and her grandma is like this incredibly sassy and like hilarious woman who just says whatever she's thinking. So it's not a sad book about dealing with dementia. It's actually really fun. So if there are any kids out there looking for a way to understand their grandparents better if they have Alzheimer's or dementia. I thought this was like an incredible, like, uplifting book, and it wasn't sad in any way.
So we're like kids 10 and up or so, somewhere in there?
Yeah, I'd say any middle school age.
Excellent. The name of the book is The ACB with Honora Lee by Kate DeGoldi. Next.
All right. The next book is like a toddler hardcover picture book. It's called Still Stuck, and it was by Shinsuke Yoshitake. And it's a really short book. It has great, cute illustrations, and it's about this little toddler who gets stuck in his shirt, like it's over his head, and he's stuck in it for the entire day. And he just thinks it's going to be his entire life being stuck in this shirt. So it's a really quick read. It's just really funny. It came into the store last month. We only had one copy, and I'd never heard anything about it, and I just fell in love with it. And so I've been trying to get a lot of other people to know about it because I don't think it has a lot of press, but it's hilarious.
It's very cute. You do wonder where the parents are, though.
Yeah, that is another funny aspect. He's alone in the whole book.
Right. He's alone. The cat comes to help, but can't do much. But yet the kid's running around stuck in a shirt, and there's really no one to come to his aid. But, well, all right. But besides the neglect aspect of it, it is very cute.
Yeah.
It's called Still Stuck, and it is now out. All right, next up.
The next book is also a middle school age book. It's called The Unlikely Story of a Pig in the City by Jodi Kendall. And it's a modern retelling of Charlotte's Web. It's not exactly the same thing, but it's about this girl who's growing up in the city. I don't believe they ever specify the city, but she lives in this small apartment building. I think she's one of four or five siblings. Her parents don't have a ton of money. And over Thanksgiving break, her brother brings home this piglet that he found on his girlfriend's farm that was like the runt of the family or the litter. And so this girl has a month to find a new home for the pig because her parents obviously don't want this pig growing up to be huge and living in their small apartment. So it's just about her finding a plan with like the other neighborhood kids. They go out on the stoop and they try to come up with a plan to get the pig somewhere safe where it's not going to be turned into bacon or anything sad. So that's also a really cute, uplifting book as well. Doesn't have a sad ending, so it's a very uplifting book.
Well, thank goodness. It's The Unlikely Story of a Pig in the City. The pig's name, we should mention, is Hamlet, which is very
cute.
Yeah,
that's a cute part,
yes,
too.
Yes, all right. So a middle grade novel, and it is entitled The Unlikely Story of a Pig in the City. Next up.
Next is Turtles All the Way Down by John Green, which probably doesn't need any press because every young adult reader seems to love John Green. This is my first time reading any of his books, and I completely understand why everybody falls in love with his books now. It's about this girl, I believe it's pronounced Azza, and she's a teenager learning how to cope with her father had passed away before like the novel takes place, and it's just her dealing with that. And she also struggling with her own mental health, and it's just a really refreshing look at mental health. I haven't read a lot about it in, like, young adult novels and in such, like, a progressive way. And she's just, like, finding herself and, like, realizing how selfish it can be when you have mental health and just the people around her trying to understand her while she's trying to let them know how she's feeling without overwhelming herself too much. And it's just about her and her varying friendships that she makes along the way. So that was a great book to start with John Green.
And she's, what, 16, 17 years old, somewhere in there?
Yeah, I think she's 15 or 16.
Okay. Well, the name of the book is Turtles All the Way Down by John Green. All right.
And there aren't any turtles in it, per se.
No turtles were used or hurt in this the making
exactly
of this book. All right.
And my next book, this book, I think is one of only two on my list that didn't come out this year. I think this came out in 2010. It's Role Models by John Waters, who's an incredible character just in the world today. And it was my first literary interaction with him. He's like an infamous director. He did Pink Flamingos, the original Hairspray. And this book is a memoir that's specifically about all of his idols growing up. And he has a bunch of really random people that he goes and interviews as an adult to revisit and see if they're as wonderful as he thought they were growing up. So he has a really awkward interview with Little Richard where he ends up like completely offending him, and I don't think they ever have like a reconciliation after the fact. He has a meetup with the daughter of like a local stripper from the town he grew up in that he's always admired. And
like you do, sure.
Yeah, everybody's got to do that sometime. And he has a really great friendship with Leslie Von Hutton. I'm not sure how to say it, but she's an ex Charlie Manson family member. And they didn't become friends until after she'd already gone to prison. So he visits her all of the time, and he's like completely on her side, trying to get her out of prison for the past like 30, 40 years. So it's a very fun book to read about people you probably don't know much about.
It's out in paperback. It's called Role Models by John Waters. And then the final book on the list.
Yeah, and then I thought had to include a Halloween book for today. So there's this cute little picture book that came out this year, and it's called Pug and Pig Trick or Treat by Sue Lowell Gallion. And pugs are my favorite type of dog, so I immediately like flocked to this book when I saw it come in. It's just an adorable picture book about a pug and a pig, and they have slightly different ideas for what qualifies as the perfect Halloween costume. And so it's just a book about Pug like struggling to come up with a personalized and creative costume that's different than his best friend, the pig. And he ends up making Halloween a great experience once again because he thinks it's going to be a bad day, but it ends up being great for him.
One thing you realize in this book is just how much a pig and a pug can look alike.
Yeah, they're like little twins.
It's very cute. It's Pug and Pig Trick or Treat by Sue Lowell Gallion, and Joyce Wan is the illustrator. Anything else you need to tell us about?
I think that's it. Come to the Northshire Bookstore. It's a magical place.
It certainly is. You can visit them online by going to northshire.com. You can visit them in person by going to Manchester Center, Vermont, or Saratoga Springs, New York. And you can see the whole list that Laura has put together by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Laura Knapp, thank you very much. Very glad that you're a part of the Northshire family and that you're sharing with us. And I wish you all the luck in the world. I thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, and happy Halloween.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.